A group of dedicated yacht racers seemingly love the cut of Ucluelet's jib. The town served as one of 9 stops along a unique, oceanic racetrack last month as the Van Isle 360 yacht race sped 580 nautical miles around Vancouver Island from May 31 to June 14. The biannual competition first set sail in 1999 and Ucluelet Mayor Marilyn McEwen credited the town's then Chamber of Commerce President Skip Rowland as the voice that talked the race organizers into coming to Ucluelet as opposed to Tofino. "That was definitely a win for us because they've been coming here every other year ever since," she said. "It's really cool to see them and the flags and the sails. That's a lot of crew and ground support as well, and it's great to have them in our community." She added Ucluelet has consistently done well to anchor its prominence in the hearts of the racers as they maneuver through local businesses with their vessels docked in the local harbor for 2 days, the longest layover of the race. "They rave about us, they really do. We're one of their favorite ports of call on the race. I've heard that time and again from many of them," she said. "We're just a really friendly, welcoming community." The race roster's roughly 40 vessels began arriving in Ucluelet during the early morning hours of June 9, with Phoenix arriving first around 1:15 a.m. Arriving in the dark in Ucluelet is always a little intimidating, but once the sun comes up, it's really neat to see all the industry and great docks and houses right here along the beach, Phoenix crew member Paul Mays told the Westerly at 52 Steps Dock the following day. "We've had a great time in the great weather, exploring all the cool little coffee shops and restaurants and the brewery, and everybody's been super helpful around town. We had some great times. I know we kind of overload the coffee shops, but everybody still serves us with a smile." He added that the dark ride in was eased by the local RCMSAR team that escorted vessels through the harbor, and he commended Ucluelet Harbor Master Kevin Cortez for working diligently to ensure enough space was cleared for the yachts to nestle into. "There's a lot of rocks and navigation markers you need to keep an eye out for, and it's dark and we're all tired after finishing a race, but the search and rescue folks were there to help everybody out," he said. "When we came in, the dock was all clear for all the race boats to maneuver in super easily, so big thanks to Kevin. He's awesome." Cortez, in turn, swung the love back at the racers for being exemplary guests in the harbor. "They were fantastic," he said of the roughly 40 crews. "It went really, really, smoothly this year. I was very happy with the way it turned out." He added that racers experiencing Ucluelet for the first time often return as tourists. "Any type of event we can bring to our town, I think is a positive. We're not the biggest harbor in the world, but we accommodate them every time they come through, and I think this is one of their highlighted spots," he said. "Once they get a taste of it, we get a good name and it just brings more people to our town." He credited the RCMSAR team for their masterful communication during the arrival night's traffic. "Communicating with them made my life a lot easier," he said. Rogue's crew member Neil Dayson said the conditions blew yachts in at a surprisingly high clip around 30 knots. "We had wind the whole way, faster than I've ever done it before," he said, confirming McEwen's sentiments around Ucluelet's reputation amongst the racers. "It's a great place. I've been to both here and Tofino, and I prefer Ucluelet because it's more down-to-earth and less touristy. There's more real people here, I think." Dayson's ship boss and Rogue's Captain Theo Arsenault agreed. "It's beautiful scenery, nice people, and a nice quiet town. Good food, it's awesome. Better than Tofino," he laughed. Mays added that Ucluelet filled the racers' 2 layover days with solid memories and mementos before they sped onto their next leg to Victoria on June 11. "Everybody enjoyed wandering around town and to the Wild Pacific Trail, and people loved the aquarium. There were rave reviews about that," he said, adding the entire race circuit had brought a bevy of small-town experiences along the way. "It's been awesome so far. Thanks to all these little towns around Vancouver Island and especially Ucluelet."